right, we're back, and we're going to talk a little hardwood, moving from the gridiron to the hardwood, starting with the women first. They obviously got some wins over Nebraska and Kansas State this past week. A little closer than some people would like, but Joe, you're at the Kansas State game. You want to tell us a little bit about that game?
It was a close game until about the second half of the second half, I would say. About that time, Kansas State, I think they had 18 turnovers or something like that. They had a lot of turnovers, most of which led to Baylor points, which allowed the Lady Bears to get a pretty handy, hefty lead late in the game. They cut it down to 9 eventually. At one point it was 15, but it was a good game.
Right, definitely.
On the whole.
Yeah, now how's their offense looking so far? I guess it looked a little better against Kansas State.
It's looking a lot better. Kim Mulkey's said that she's hoping it'll have like a snowball effect. Like you get one player to start shooting a little better, and it'll just catch fire with the rest of the team. And I mean, they're going to need it going into Wednesday against OSU, who is ranked, who've recently fallen out of the rankings. But the last time they played OSU, they ranked 22. It was a good game. That was here in the Farrell Center. This one's going to be up in Stillwater. The lady, or I guess the Cowgirls, they have Andrea Riley, who's one of the most prolific guards in the country. Last time, the game that was here at the Farrell Center, she scored 33 points. She's hard to stop. I think they're going to kind of let her have hers and try to just take out the rest of the team.
Right, yeah, and they're a high-scoring group up there. So, and when you're in your home court, you know, or when you're traveling to another court, then anything can happen when you got that.
They've lost 3 out of their last 5, but those losses came against Texas A&M, who's really good, Texas and Oklahoma, all of which are highly ranked teams. And Baylor lost to Texas and Oklahoma as well, so those aren't really bad losses. I'm sure they would like to have the win, but...
Right, yeah. So they got Oklahoma State, and they also, they're coming back here on Valentine's Day playing Missouri here.
Early afternoon game against Missouri.
Right, 12:30, so y'all can get out and get your Valentine's stuff still done later that night. But I guess for right now, do you think that the Lady Bears kind of righted the ship a little bit?
Oh, most definitely. I never really thought there was much wrong with the ship. You have the loss to Oklahoma, number 2 team in the nation. They've got... And that game could have gone either way, really. Had a few things gone more the Lady Bears' way. The only loss that they have that was really, really not that great was against Texas, and that was just, in as many games as you play in a season, there's going to be some where you just don't have it all together, and I think that was one of them.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it definitely looked like they weren't shooting too well in that game either. But moving on from them to men... A completely different story here.
That ship, something might be wrong with that ship.
There might be. And I think, to be honest with you, from what I've noticed, it looks like it's got to be the points in the paint. Every single game this year, Baylor's been, that they've lost, has been a game where they've been out-rebounded or close to that. But the main thing has been they're losing by, I believe on everyone, it's been 20 points in the paint, which is something that... You just can't be able to do that. And I think, personally, I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that there is no GN or there is no Lomers in the middle of that. But do y'all think that inserting them in there will actually do any good?
Not against Oklahoma.
Right.
But I don't think much will do much good against Oklahoma. Blake Griffin is the best player in the nation. He'll be a number 1 pick in the NBA draft. I just don't think you can really stop him.
Right, yeah, that's...
Kind of have to do, like, what the Lady Bears are going to try to do with Andrew Riley and just kind of let him have his points and maybe try to do damage control with the rest of the team.
Right, and that's exactly what Curtis Gerrils was saying. He didn't come out directly and say it in the press conference today, but he was saying, you know, I think he was basically saying it would be a good plan if they were to go in and just let Griffin have his points, just like they did against Kansas State when they let Beasley... score, I think it was a Big 12 record, 44 points. But then they ended up winning last year. So, yeah, that's something that they might just have to do against Oklahoma. So they got them coming in on Wednesday, and then Saturday, the late game, which, that's too bad, but I know a lot of guys are bringing their girlfriends to that. I'm not sure how happy they are.
It's free.
It's free. It's a great
if you have your student ID, it's free.
Great Valentine's Day to watch Baylor and A&M play. Big rivalry. And they're wearing maroon, which is kind of close to red. So, I don't know. Anyway, but that's another game. Do y'all think, obviously, the NCAA title hopes, or not title, but I guess making the tournament right now for the men, seems to be pretty much on the outside of the bubble looking in. Now, they got a couple games left to fix that. If they go and win, five of seven or something of that sort, then they got a good chance of making it. Because they definitely look at the end of the year versus the beginning when they choose. But I guess we can pretty much count OU to be close to a loss, or we can say that there's not much of a chance there for Baylor to win.
I'm counting it as a loss.
Okay, so...
That's just me personally.
We'll have to check that on Wednesday, but it's going to be an uphill battle. But A&M, I think that's going to be a really, really important game for this squad to decide whether they want to make the tournament or not.
The third must win
game. Yes, as AC would say, the must win game. Because if they do lose to OU and A&M, then that'll put them probably in, I believe that'll be eighth place or so. Give them a tough draw in the Big 12 tournament, which they have to win at least two games or three games to make the big tournament. But it should be interesting to see how they shape up here. Well, I mean, what are y'all feelings on the subject?
My feelings are that they have to beat A&M, because it is a rivalry game. Baylor, A&M, no matter what sport it's in, whether it's in football, women's soccer, basketball, men's or women's basketball, it's just a big game, and winning those games goes a long way towards just keeping fans there interested and happy with the team, but. I mean, they lost to him down in College Station. It's a road game, okay, but when a rival comes into your home court, it's a must-win no matter what situation you're in.
I mean, given the history of last year with the five overtimes, it's going to be still a lot of people are going to be interested in it, but I feel like this is the last critical point they have. Like, if they lose here, it's pretty much probably going to be downhill from here. So I think it would just be really hard to make it up after a loss to A&M and Oklahoma.
Well, it was the A&M game in the Farrell Center last year where, wasn't that the day that it rained bottles in the Farrell Center?
And everybody was throwing stuff all over the place.
That just shows you how much fans care about this matchup. And to have another loss after, however many straight losses would just be devastating.
Right, that would definitely be true. Well, that's all for today's podcast. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week with more insight from Baylor Athletics.